One Srila Prabhupada was watching a play which the devotees had put on in a Pandal program in Mumbai. It was entitled Krishna's Headache. Krishna had informed Narada Muni that he had a headache and it could only be cured if he would get the dust from the feet of his devotees and put it on his forehead. So Narada Muni went to various brahmanas, he went to the queens of Krishna, but they all sent him away. They said, if we give the dust from our dirty feet to Krishna and he puts it on his head, we will go to hell. Finally, Narada Muni came to the gopis. And when he explained the situation to them, they were immediately willing. When Srila Prabhupada came to that part of the play, his shoulders jumped up and his tears came forth from his eyes. And when finally the messenger brought the dust from the gopis' feet to Krishna's Krishna in Dwaraka, and Krishna accepted it, Srila Prabhupada stood up in joy, his mouth wide open and his eyes very big. Srila Prabhupada had told this story many times, but as he was seeing it with his eyes as a theater performance by his disciple, he was so absolutely involved because, yes, he is a pure devotee. Jiva Goswami describes that Srimati Radharani always performs austerities simply to bind Krishna more and more with her love. It is simply due to her loving devotional worship that Krishna never ever leaves Vrindavan. Therefore, in the Haribhakti Vilas 1695, there's a proclamation. O learned Brahmanas, Lord Damodar becomes very pleased if during the month of Kartik one worships the deity of Radhika solely for her pleasure. Krishna is bound by the love of his devotees, and Srimati Radhika is only thinking of giving him loving pleasure. There's a very nice little pastime I would like to share with you that highlights the compassion of Radhika for us. One morning, Srimati Radharani came to Sarupa, a friend of Lord Krishna, and ordered him, O Sarup, there's a devotee from Mathura who's my very dear devotee, and he's coming to my grove. He needs a little guidance and instructions. So go there alone the first thing today, enlighten him with good instructions, console him, and help him quickly attain Krishna's grace. So on her instruction, Sarup goes there, overjoyed, and he does not even spend one thought on missing the enjoyment of Krishna's personal company, because he feels that carrying out Sri Radha's order would endear him to Krishna. So Srimati Radharani, with all her qualities, is simply giving Krishna pleasure. One quality, her ninth, is Nama Pandita. She is expert in joking, but it's not ordinary joke. It's not joke on the cost of someone else. It's not ordinary humor. It is absolutely rasik and full of bhava. I think to understand Srimati Radharani's jokes, and I have read about a few, we would need to really enter the culture of pure and unalloyed devotional service. Let us again turn to Srimati Radharani. Maybe you would like to have a photograph or picture of her on your altar somewhere. Maybe you have a deity of her, and just be mindful of her and her example.